Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. It's our Tuesday game of the week on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brendan Prophet. Bobby back in studio again. Our girls' game just concluded. Final score 55-11. Axel taking the victory over Franklin. But now we get on to our boys' matchup. It's tip off here shortly, the next 9 minutes or so. But again, Frankfurt boys off to a nice start to the season, 9-4, 0-1 in the CDL play, 3-1 at home, 1-2 in this location, and on the road, they've definitely been good as well, but this season they have been outscored, or excuse me, they're outscored their opponents, 553-513, again, already 11 games under the belt, maximizing the games that they could play this season. However, they here on a one-game losing streak, they lost to the Hanover Wildcats 72-41 last Friday. But again, Frankfurt, they were pretty active over the break. They played Fairbury, Fair, Chester, and Rock Hills on a winner showcase tournament, going 2-1 in games, losing the first matchup against Fairbury 55-44. But after that, bouncing back-to-back wins over Fair Central 45-34 and Rock Hills 52-27. We all know this Frankfurt team, one of the top players here in the CBL. You could argue the top player in the CBL, and Wes Anderson, the 5'11" senior, who is a third-team All-State player last year, first-team All-Leaguer as well, who's averaging 20 points per game and 6.1 rebounds per game this season. Just a top-end player, hit a pretty good milestone early on this year as well, scoring-wise. And again, he's just an all-around athlete and is able to play all sports, and he's just been terrific. Basketball, football, track, baseball, he's able to really just get it done in every avenue and street. Looking here at the Axel Eagles, we know their story. Jason Tide, an 11th season, coach of the year last year in Class 1A Division 2, took the Axel Eagles to win 24 games, to tie the most wins in a single season for Axel, also winning the first league title for Axel and any league since 1996. Again, 24-1 overall year with 10-0 in the CDL. Is the first title also since 2013, the second overall in program history. It was just an incredible and most accomplished year for the Axel Eagle boys. Again, they're now on a 28-game winning streak. They can continue after that state championship, in which they had that big win over Cunningham, 57-39. It was a great run, and really fun going out there to Colby, Kansas to cover that as Axel beat Central Christian in the quarterfinal, and then Dighton in a close 57-51 in the semifinal, and was able to cruise that state championship against Cunningham, 57-39. Talk about that state championship team a little bit here. Actually, on the far side of me, of the court, is none other than the returning Brandon Smesley. Don't worry, he's not here on the floor playing still. Of course, he's at KU. His KU basketball or football season just wraps up. He's been committed to be a KU Jayhawk, but comes down here to, again, help support his team. Of course, football season is a little more hectic, but basketball season, of course, he's got a little more free stops. So we'll be surprised to see a lot of these actual games. I actually had him on the radio about a couple months ago for that football game. So maybe I'll try to convince him to get back on here. It was great working with him. Beside me here there for that that quarter against Hanover in that game. That was really awesome having him come up there and talk. But again, talking about players who are still playing here for Axel on the Axel's lineup, you talk about a lot of these players who come back from last year's state-winning team, Landon Schmidt, Joe Leibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Trunson, Logan Sandman. A great group of guys who will continue to, you know, flesh out and be really productive here on the court. More particularly, the 6'6" junior and Logan Sandman, or as I like to call him, the Mountain, my nickname for him. I haven't copyrighted it yet, but definitely looking forward to it. But again, Logan Sandman, he's been an absolute huge this season. He's 30-50% for a 3-point shooter, 72% shooting from the field. They all say honorable mention, a letter winner, a second-team CBL. Last year, he was averaging nearly 13 points a game, 8.8 rebounds a game. This season, he's already nearly at 15 points per game and 5 rebounds a game, just right behind Colin Shaughnessy, who's right now leading the team with 19 points a game and 7.5 rebounds a game. You look at this 1-2-punch combo, they're one of probably the best 1-2-punch combos in the entirety of the Class 20 Division II state. Shaughnessy and Sandman, were some of the really the sticking stones of last year's team, the glue, really, if you will, of last year's State run team. Chauncey was always a player who quickly came off the bench. Samuel was the guy who started every single game and just applied so much pressure and talent and athleticism at that center position, and he will continue to look to provide that here in this matchup. Real quick, we'll step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back, and we'll get you here with the starting lineup and tip-off down here in Frenchford, Kansas. Again, this is the Frenchford Wildcats taking on the Axe Eagles all here on MSC Sports.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. We'll continue to see very warm temperatures as we head through the next couple of days. We'll also have lots of sunshine early on, but a cold front marches into the area late Wednesday into Thursday, bringing the clouds with it, chance of rain, and then some cooler temperatures. As we finish out the work week and head into our weekend, we'll not only have the chance of rain, but could see some snow during this time. Taking a closer look at our forecast, mainly clear, low of 32. Lots of sunshine Wednesday, high near 62. Wednesday night, clouds move in, chance of seeing some light rain, low near 42. Cooler on Thursday, high of 50. Lots of clouds, areas of light rain, chance of rain Thursday night, will cool to low near 32. Chance of rain on Friday, mainly cloudy, a few sunny breaks, high near 41. Chance of rain and some snow Friday night, will cool to low near 25. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Moments before the tip-off here of our boys' matchup on 92.1 KMG. Bobby back in studio. Brendan Prophet here providing the coverage down here at Frankfort, Kansas. Again, Frankfort Wildcats hosting this matchup here, a CBL game. This is a Frankfort team that right now is 7-4 on the season, trying to maybe look to get back to the state tournament this year. Both Axel and Frankfort took trips down to the state tournament last season. Of course, Axel went to Class 1A Division 2 with Frankfort. They took the trip in Class 1A Division 1. And I'll tell you what, that was an incredible run from Frankfort from start to finish. They were able to take down Onega in their quarterfinal game of sub-state, 64-31. Then they went on the road and took on a very good Bishop Seabury team on 73-70. And then faced a familiar foe in the Blue Valley Randolph Rams in the sub-state championship game. They had earlier upset Centralia in the first round before the final, and they had beaten the Rams again 44-36 to improve the state tournament. Unfortunately, they did lose that first state tournament game at quarterfinal 54-44. But again, we look at both these lineups and both these teams, they're both talented rosters that can definitely make the trip back to the state tournament. And of course, their battle for the TBL title begins here tonight. It's a big matchup for both teams. Looking here at the road team's lineup for the Axel Eagles, Landon Schmidt, the 5'10" senior. Joe Leibarger, the 5'10" junior. Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'10" junior guard. Colin Johnson, the 6'2" senior guard. And Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior forward. And it's my nickname for the Mountain. Absolutely, the head coach by Jason Dyer. He's in his 11th season. His 17th overall. He's 145 and 99 in his career. For the Frankfort Wildcats, the home team tonight, led by Les Anderson, the 5'11" senior guard. Brad Wurzquist, the 6'2" senior. Porter Colvin, the 5'8" senior. Henry Ketter, a junior. And Paul Madden, the 5'10" junior for the Wildcats. Frankfort Wildcats are head coach by Adam Schreiner, his third season. He's 33-12 And that Daniels is ninth overall season as a head coach. For the Axe Eagles, they're starting lineup. Schmitz, Leiberger, Zetwell, the Sunshine, Zedman, and for the Frankfurt Wildcats, that Anderson, Rose, Gustavin, Jenner, and Adams. Frankfurt Wildcats are in the white tops, white bottoms with the red numerals and lining. And for the Axe Eagles, they're in the black tops, black bottoms with the blue numerals and white lining. Definitely interesting combo. And you gotta love the all-black to actually fight out here. So that being said, we're nearly on the tip-off. Four quarters and 32 minutes all together. Basketball action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here for Frankfurt on the tip-off. It's Rosequist. It's for actual Sandman. And it's going to be Frankfurt who wins the tip. Axel on defense here. Frankfurt working with it. Ketter inside trying to get in for a two-hand finish. And Baskin could not get it to go down. Here's Frankfurt down the floor quickly. And they go in and score. Joel Weinbunker. And you give the assist to Landon Schmidt. Already fast-paced intensity on both sides of the floor. Anderson pushing the ball down the court. He gets it to his teammate Adams. Adams, left-hand finish attempt. Could not get it to go in. You got to get those bunnies to take the tent to assist. Fast flying Axel team. And then pushing it out. Smith, takes a long range three. Axel already up to a 5-0 lead over Frankfurt. It's going to go this opening quarter. There's Frankfurt with it. Right side wing. It's Ketter. Ketter up top to Rosequist. Rosequist left side to Colvin. Colvin backdoor pass to Adams, and there's going to be a foul call. That was a great look for Colvin. Just a snipe of a pass. And up to the line to shoot two here will be Peyton Adams, a 5'10" junior. Adams this season is averaging 8 points per game, 3.8 rebounds a game. He's shooting 73% from the free throw line. His first shot goes up and it slices right on through the net. Trying to keep it like three. Adams looking to go 2-for-2 here. The second shot is up, and it is off the back of the arm with a little bit of a twist to it. Adams goes 1-for-2. The rebound was picked up by Detweiler. Detweiler out to Smith. Smith, Detweiler, Detweiler, grounds it. Well, it goes to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy in the corner. Now back up to the very top. Here, back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, swing, left side. Long 3-point. God, it's nothing from that. For Lucas Talbot. Talbot and Shaughnessy already landing threes in this first quarter. It's 8-1. Axel up by 7 over Frankfurt. And here trying to respond underneath is Adams. And they're going to say that ball is knocked out of bounds by Frankfurt. Now, in control is Axel. Up by 7, 8-1 with 6 minutes to go this first quarter. Driving inside, turning around, firing is Joel Weinbunker. In for two. Great footwork, and even better finish for Joel Weinbunker. There's a 3-point shot to respond. It's up the top right of the window. For Henry Ketter. And Frankfurt draws it within 6. 10-4, Axel, they'll put up a three themselves to respond, and it's Wyatt Detweiler. Axel, with three threes this opening quarter, an electrifying team from beyond the arc. And Alex Anderson is fouled, goes up and shoots two. And finally, some pace slows down. We've had nothing but wall-to-wall action from both of these teams. Wes Anderson at the free throw line. His first shot is up, and it rattles on in. Wes Anderson, he's averaging 20 points per game in this season, 6.1 rebounds a game. Finally gets himself on the board his first point at the free throw line. He shoots 76% at the line this year, and he will go 1-of-2 rebounds collected by Joe Ligauberger for Axel. Detweiler bounce back inside to Talbot. It is knocked in bounds. Shaughnessy. Have a soft in here for Frankfurt. For Axel on the baseline. Left side of the glass. He throws it in to Detweiler. Detweiler out to Leibarger. That's to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, Schmidt. Smith from the basket. Here, dribbling. Left hand. He loses the ball on the baseline. It's going to be a turnover for Axel. The first turnover of the game. Both teams with one turnover. And now working right to left of the dial will be Frankfurt. It's Kyler Parsman, the freshman who comes in. He has been a workhorse this year. Actually, he won the player of the game for me the last game I covered for Frankfurt, in which they had won the match game with Onega. I believe he finished with a double-double. Hard to kind of recall that specifically, but definitely had the best game of his career last time I saw him. So far this season, he's continued to impress with 4 points a game and 2.2 rebounds a game. Here, Frankfurt turns the ball over, gets it right back to Axel. It's Detweiler, takes it down the floor. Detweiler, left side. He sets up a three-point shot for Leibarger. The Leibarger missed it, and the rebound is picked up by Colvin. But then a steal. Leibarger takes it right back. Three-pointer all the way down south. Hit Colin Shaughnessy. Hitting from range. And just like that, Axel has four different players with threes in this fourth quarter. Smith. Shaughnessy, Detweiler, Talbot, another steal. Talbot down the floor. The ball is loose and lost. And Talbot, excuse me, Leibarger will get the steal. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Frankfurt. Shaughnessy will throw it in from the baseline. He throws it in left side. And now to the very top. Here's the right, Schmidt. Schmidt, three-pointer. And is off the basket and rebounded into the hands of Peyton Adams. Adams down the floor. A first layup. And Adams goes in for two. For Frankfurt. Axel on the baseline. Bounce pass. Looks at the back door. Look. And I think they get a foul in the front court against Frankfurt. They call it against Tyler Parson for the freshman. 16-7, 9-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt with 3:44 to go in this first quarter. One correction I'd like to make, Morgan Sandman, having not started this game, actually hasn't been on the floor. Colin Shaughnessy here, a two left elbow, and he goes in. Shaughnessy already here with 7 points on the game. Frankfurt has it in the left corner. Out to Anderson. Anderson to the top. To Rosequist. Rosequist back to Anderson. Anderson right side to Parsimer. Parsimer dribbling and transferring to his teammate. Ketter. Ketter bounce baseline. Bounce out. Anderson. 3-point shots off the iron. Rebound is by Detweiler. And he's got a slice from a pass down the court. Finding Joe Leibarger for two. And that's the only kind of pass you'll see from a quarterback. Just so happens Wyatt Detweiler was the quarterback this season for Axel. Man, that was a great pass down the floor. Full timeout here by Frankfurt. They're down by 13, 20-7. To Axel with 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. We'll take a step aside. We're back here at 6:30.
SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout by Frankfurt. 2:50 left to go here in the first quarter. A steal by Landon Smith down the court. Great pass to Detweiler, but he loses the ball. And the last one to touch it is Frankfurt, so Axel will keep it. But you do credit Landon Smith with the incredible steal. sets up Axel on this offensive possession. 2:44 to go in this first quarter. It's 20-7, a 13-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt. Pass to the near side, and that ball is half out of bounds. That'll be a turnover for Axel. Two turnovers now for the Eagles in this quarter. Near side working with it for Frankfurt is Henry Ketter, the junior. Passing it in, he finds Adams. Adams working one-on-one against Shaughnessy. It's a man-to-man pressure right now here from Frankfurt. And they're able to break it and get the ball past the timeline, half court. It's Ketter at the top. He passes outside to Rosequist. Rosequist dribbles low, left to wing, and then has to bounce pass it back to his teammate, Ketter. Ketter pulling it down, and to Anderson. But there's only 10 seconds here on the shot clock. You gotta start making a move fast. Now just 6, 5, layup, right side, shot is up and out by Adams, and the rebound is Wyatt Detweiler for Axel. Here's a three from Shaughnessy, misses it, and boxing out and getting the rebound is Rosequist for Frankfurt. Now Frankfurt has it. With less than 2 minutes to go in this quarter, ball's loose on the ground. Who's going to come up with it? It slid back to Wes Anderson, and a foul is called. The ball was on the ground, and Ketter was pinned with it, and he just kind of ejected it. Hold it on the floor to his teammate Anderson. The foul was called against Joe Liebarger, his first of the game, third personal of the quarter for Axel. And going in for two, working around Fred Rosequist. Great pass inside from Wes Anderson. He gets his first assist. Colin Shaughnessy at the very top of the perimeter now. He looks left side, passes with Detweiler, top high of the low wing. And Shaughnessy gets a shot at the top of the three-point line, misses it. Detweiler picks up the rebound, and Detweiler returns himself to the right wing. Passing left side. Now Liebarger. Liebarger putting some moves on the floor, but unfortunately couldn't get the finish. But he's got the rebound. Now the Shaughnessy. 30 seconds on the shot clock. And driving the baseline with a reverse right-hand finish. Landon Schmidt making it look easy. 22-9. Lead for Axel over Frankfurt with 55 seconds to go in this first quarter. Frankfurt has it. Wes Anderson. Anderson on the corner. Spinning around. Firing to his teammate out to his left. And Ketter. Ketter to Colvin. Colvin out right to Rosequist. Rosequist firing. Just pass to Anderson. Anderson guarded it for the three-pointer. It rickets in and out of the basket. And it's into the hands of Wyatt Detweiler for the rebound. Now there's a smidge on the right elbow. Could have turned around for a shot, but instead, he looks for a pick and roll, loses the ball, somehow scoops it, and passes it behind him. But it's picked out by Rosequist for a turnover. Now Frankfurt with it. At the top of the timeline, it's Colvin. Colvin, left look to Adams. Adams to Ketter. Ketter skipping it on the ground. Here's a three-point shot from a mile away, and here's another one from an even more miles away as Anderson was 7 foot off the three-point line to miss his three as Landon Smith tried to throw a full-court three-pointer, but he missed. Time expires 22-9. Frankfurt trailing to Axel here entering quarter number two. We'll take a quick step aside for 60 seconds. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Don't buy my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located.
Kansaland Radio.
A Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network for the start here of the second quarter that starts off with a boom from Porter Colvin for a three-point shot, or excuse me, for actual three-point shot. And trying to respond early, Tyler Parker, he goes in for two. So Axel back with this possession. Up by 14, 25 to 11, 7.3 left to go in the second quarter. Colin Shaughnessy, here's a three-pointer. Long range on the low wing. Rebound picked up by Joe Weibarger for Axel. Here's a second chance opportunity. Locked and loaded up. And a short corner shot by Talbot is missed. And it's rebounded for Frankfurt and Fred Rocha. Not able to take advantage of the second chance opportunity. Frankfurt now takes control on offense. Rocha is underneath. And where are they going to stay? They're going to foul the floor. And, of course, your side head coach, Adam Schreiner, disagrees. He thinks that we should get the and one, and the bucket should count. But they're not going to count it for Frankfurt. And it won't be a shooting foul either. So Wes Anderson will inbound it and throw it in for Frankfurt under the glass. Anderson looks to his left. He'll go over the top and a toss-up to Rosequist. Rosequist boxes out his defender, and he goes in for two. Rosequist for two. You give Anderson the assist. He's got two assists down the first half. It draws it to a 12-point game, 25-13. Ball's loose. Somehow Axel comes back up with it. Shaughnessy looks underneath for a reverse layup. It's missed. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Frankfurt, and Axel will return it inbounds. 6:36 to go in the second quarter, 25-13. Axel ahead by 12. Colin Shaughnessy under the glass. Easy toss to the right side of Detweiler. Detweiler bounce passing it to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, he's looking to his right, steps that way with the pass to Smith. Smith flips it out to Talbot. Talbot, baseline. Passes it back out, back to Smith. Smith, left side lane, drive, loses the ball as it rolls on the ground. And it's going to go out of bounds, but last one to touch it was Frankfurt. There's 21 to go in the second quarter. 25-13. Axel ahead by 12 still. Still rolling with this offensive possession. 15 on the shot clock. 19 on the shot clock. And this one inbound to Detweiler. Detweiler, he takes an open lane. Put it, hit the reverse layup. It was a beautiful move, but unfortunately, a poor finish. And also a foul got picked up by Axel. Look at Talbot. And now Frankfurt has it. They work right to left here. Your dial. Trying to get this ball in bounds is the freshman, Tyler Parthamer, and that is going to be a turnover. Somehow, no, it's not. Todd Rosequist made an incredible save. The pass was to nobody. So Rosequist ran down the floor and prevented it from going out of bounds. That's the kind of senior teammate you need to help out a freshman in a high-pressure situation like that against his actual defense. While he's fought out of bounds under the glass for Frankfurt. And they have it. Still. Toss it into Rosequist from Anderson. Now to the top of three-pointer straight away, but off the front iron. Peyton Adams, rebound picked up by Joe Leibarger. Now to Smith, right corner. To Shaughnessy. He's going to pull up from an island. It's going to rattle back and forth up the basket. And the rebound will be taken up by Parthamer. Anderson. With it. Left hand, driving, loses the ball. It's loose on the floor. Shaughnessy, what a finish. And what a takeaway by Joe Weibarger. The steal and the assist. 14-point lead now for Axel. 27-13 with 5:18 to go in this second quarter. Listen, on the right wing is Weibarger. Excuse me, Ketter. Three-point shot by Parthamer Smith. And now with the rebound by Adams. Adams left side, Ketter, Ketter, Anderson. Anderson one-on-one on Leibarger. There's your reset shot clock. We got plenty of time if you're Frankfurt. That's 23 right now, but that's a bad pass by Parthamer. He throws it right to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy goes 2-on-2. And he succeeds with it. He gets the steal. It complements it. with the layup. Now it's a 16-point lead for Axel, 29-13, 4:47 to go in the second quarter. And Shaughnessy is at the free throw line, looking to at the and one. Shaughnessy, the shot is up, and the shot is good. Seventeen-point lead now for Axel, 30-13 over Frankfurt with 4:38 to go in the second quarter, and they're going to call a travel on Henry Ketter. So it looks like Axel got a steal, but then right as they have the steal, the official signaled the turnover for a travel. So Axel still gets it back here. Axel with it, now at the top of the perimeter, works it right to left, back to him, now back up top to Schmidt, left wing, he cross courts it, all the way to Liebarger. Liebarger, the drive inside, they're going to foul him. Instead, a foul happened before the shot took off. Axel will have the inbound underneath the offensive glass, left the window. Substitutions on the floor. Rosequist comes back in the game, coming in for Kyler Parsimer. Shaughnessy throws this into Detweiler on the near side wing, coming down, flash post, and trying to finish. Talbot could not get it to go in. He had to go over the top of Anderson. Wood is not able to win the one-on-one. And now Frankfurt, short corner to try to respond. Adams couldn't get it to slide in. And now Detweiler down the floor with the rebound. Now Liebarger. Liebarger inside. Lots of fancy moves, but unfortunately a poor finish. And Colvin gets the rebound. Colvin. It's Frankfurt. Asking it left. To Ketter. Ketter. Step pass up top to Rosequist. The three-pointer. Right side wing. It's wide left. And it's rebounded by Schmidt. Schmidt has it. At the top of the key. With 3:30 to go in the first half. 30-13. Axel over Frankfurt. Shaughnessy inside, one-on-one, spills out the defender, and gets the foul. Shaughnessy, a little slow to get up, but he's up. And he just fell on his right side. He's able to shake it off. So he's in a little bit of pain. Frankfurt defender who knocked him down one up. Made sure he was okay out of poor Colvin, so great sportsmanship. That spot where I believe Shaughnessy landed, he may have kind of hit his face there too, so they're wiping that up, making sure there's no wet spots on the floor. It's directly under the glass, just a foot under and behind it on the baseline. And officially wipes it up, and now we resume play with Shaughnessy at the free throw line to shoot two. Shaughnessy's first shot goes up, and it slices. Trying to see a very impressive performance here in the first half. And already some early substitutions for Axel. Bill Liebarger and Clayton Heinen. Trying to see. Does not hit his second free throw shot. And the rebound is by Henry Ketter from Frankfurt. Ketter down the floor here. Dribbling with his right hand. Tracking to the right side wing. Passes up top to Colvin. Colvin to his left. To Adams. Adams drops to his left foot. Stuck on the pivot. Passing to Ketter. Ketter right. To Colvin. Colvin now inside. Dump off. In the paint. Pass back out. 3-point shot. Off the left iron. Rebound it back for Frankfurt. It's Henry Ketter. Ketter back with it. Between the legs. Spinning around. Firing back outside the perimeter. Driving inside. Adams with the release, but could not get the finish in front of the rim. Shaughnessy made the rebound. Shaughnessy passing out to his teammate and Abram Koskel, and he goes in for the long three. That's 5 threes and a half for now Axel. Excuse me, 6 threes on the half for Axel. And a timeout is taken with 2:24 to go in the second quarter. 34-13, Axel leads over Frankfurt, the 30-second timeout. We're back here after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education and a wide variety of class options to choose from.
All right, appreciate
that. More at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility, serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
We have a timeout here from Frankfurt. Going in for two is Clayton Heinen. The assist by Colin Shaughnessy. His first of the game, 36-13. Actually leads by 23 points with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter over Frankfurt. Down here at Frankfurt, Kansas. And Frankfurt will turn the ball right back over here to Axel. Again, this is just a up-tempo, fast-paced game. Unfortunately, here from Frankfurt, I've not been able to keep pace with this Axel team. A team that has only a 28-game winning streak and it won the Class 1 Division 2 state championship last year and looks to defend that title here in 2026. Schmidt, left side, pass off to Heinen. Heinen getting picked off in the passing lane. And it's taken away by Henry Ketter for his first steal of the contest. 1:28 to go in this first half. Ketter down the road, Swiss will be one-on-one, trying to kill up the defender, and they're going to call him on a charge. That is the first personal against Fred Rosequist. And he's going to correct the number, and they do. That is the fourth personal of the quarter for Frankfurt. No more fouls to give. With 1:20 left to go in the first half, 56-13, Axel leads by 23, their largest lead. Shaughnessy turns around, fires, and rattles it in. Shaughnessy able to shoot it from anywhere on the court. Assist by Landon Schmidt. Now just 60 seconds left to go of the second quarter. Frankfurt with it. Rosequist sits off the top of the back of the rim. And the rebound by Heinen. And a three-pointer by Shaughnessy. I think Shaughnessy has really been able to now finally hit his flow. And now that he's in it, he's just going to keep hitting shots anywhere on the floor. I don't think there's a spot that Shaughnessy's going to miss. And he's got a steal. Can he continue to impress? Yes, he can. Shaughnessy continuing to run it up on the board. It's 44-13 with 21 seconds to go in this second quarter. Frankfurt has it. Down and trailing. Now just 10 seconds left to go. Trying to get another turnover. Heinen gets it. Heinen out to his teammate. And Kostel, ball is loose. Picked up with 1 second left to go. That's the end of our first half. 43-13. Axel out towards Frankfurt. 21-4 in the second quarter. We'll step aside here for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back for a halftime show here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Axel 43, Frankfurt 13.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
KMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KMTS.com. Time Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from death, online at highlandcc.edu. I'm Kurt Brothett, Bobby back in studio. Here again is our halftime of our boys' contest. Our score currently stands 43-13, a 30-point lead for the Axel Eagles entering the locker room at the half. The Axel Eagles, they held Frankfurt at 9 points in the first quarter and 4 points in the second. Axel scored an outstanding 22 points in the first and 21 points in the second. Looking at some stats in this game so far, official stats, Axel 11 rebounds, 7 threes, 7 steals, 4 turnovers, 6 assists for Frankfurt, 9 rebounds, 2 threes, 2 steals, 8 turnovers, and 3 assists. Again, Axel, they just come out booming with 3-point shots. They seem to be electric, but not only just that, but second chance opportunities, rebounding the ball, dumping inside. More importantly, in fact, here, if they're out with one of their top players in Logan Sandman in this matchup, yet Axel has been able to produce quite impressively here without him. But you look here, they've been able to spread the love quite generously. 7 different players have scored, and a total of 8 players have been able to get on the stat sheet. Trevor Wildcats, they've also had quite a good spread with 6 different players having scored. Anderson with 1 point, Rosemith with 4, Porta Colton with 3, Aaron Cutter with 3, Peyton Adams with 3, and Kyler Parker with 2. Of the actual Eagles, Lennon Smith got 5 points at the half. Joe Leibauger, he currently stands with 9 points at the half. Wyatt Detlef with 3 points and five rebounds. Colin Shaughnessy with 18 points, two steals and assists and a rebound and two threes. And then you'll have a pair of threes from Lucas Talbot and Abram Koshel, and also with Clayton Heinen, 2 points on the board. So right now at this point in the game, if you're Axel, you're looking forward to maybe 8 more minutes of your starters on the floor, and then you might just be playing an entire fourth quarter with your bench in. But if you're Frankfurt, that's not the case you want to happen. You want to come out with intensity, tempo, and you want to not only match the pace with Axel, but you want to be able to outpace them here in the third quarter. And that's really the only way you can really do anything here in this third quarter. You got to come out and you got to be able to punch the Eagles right in the mouth, and you got to get going. Fortunately, a quarter with 9 points, a quarter of 4 points, don't cut it here if you're Frankfurt. You got to come out, you got to dominate offensively, and you got to dominate defensively. You got to steal out more. Got to get more rebounds. You got to foul it. You got to draw more fouls. And really impressively here, the thing that needs to be mentioned is that Axel is holding one of the best players in the state to only 1 point at the half. And, you know, I'll say it, I say it every single game, every time I see a player who, you know, is averaging 20 points a game or over 20 points a game in that kind of marker region, if they ever have one bad half, it's a guarantee that they're always going to have a bounce back redemption second half. Now, of course, Frankfurt's got a lot to get right here to get the opportunity for Wes Anderson to have that get right second half. But he's a high caliber player. He's a very athletic player, very talented player. And when I see all these athletes that have that same kind of thing, where they have kind of a rough first half, they get targeted a lot in that first half. You know, they're 2-on-1, so it makes it kind of hard for them to get in. The shots start falling. And that second half is when things start to click, when things start to get kind of mixed and put together. And it's also sometimes you see your top players start kind of taking that ball for themselves a little more, and they start just driving inside. And Wes Anderson, he's got a couple of assists. He's done a great job statistically in pretty much every category except for scoring. So definitely expecting him to get more involved here for Frankfurt in this second half, as, again, one of the top scorers, one of the top players in the entirety of the Twin Valley League. And definitely one of the top players here in the Class 1A Division 1 state. All right, we'll kick a step aside here for a quick 2 minutes. We'll be right back for second half action. Again, Frankfurt, a lot of work to do in the second half. They want to make this competitive game and down 30 points. 43-13 to score. Axel's ahead of Frankfurt. Back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half starts with Colin Shaughnessy right where he left off. He's now got 20 points on the game as he goes in for a layup set up by his teammate, Logan Schmidt. 25-13, Axel leads here over Frankfurt with 7:33 left to go in the third quarter. Axel looking to try to make this a running clock here at the end of the fourth quarter. As so far, both teams are starters on the floor. Again, we do start the second half, two more quarters. Up to basketball action here on 19.1 KMZA. Upcoming, again, a reminder, we have our Friday game of the week. That will be Hanover at Omega. They're going to have a shot clock violation. Ninth turnover of the game. That gives the ball back to Axel as Axel works without pressure right to left here of your dial. Axel is on a 28-game winning streak dating back to last season. Their only loss was to a Nebraska school. It was Auburn, 64-30. They have an even longer way to get Kansas schools. And Colin Shaughnessy, hitting a three-point shot. He's now got three threes on the game. 23 points total. Colin Shaughnessy continues to stack it up on the board. And Brandon Smesley, opposite up in the crowd. He's been all smiles watching his team. He was with last year, won that state title, and of course won the state track and football title. Having some good laughs and 10. Right now, so far, it's been all action. But Frankfurt going inside. Brad Rosequist in for two. He hits the end one, and he's in good. Now it's 48-16. A 32-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt with 6:30 left to go in this third quarter. Axel has it. Nearly loses the ball. Somehow kept alive by Talbot. A three by Leibarger. Shaughnessy makes a rebound. He's quickly back in it for the putback. Shaughnessy on a phenomenal game with 25 points. The average is 18.8 points per game. Mary's shattered that average. Reverse layup by Porter Colvin. Nice playing take by Colvin. And makes it a 32-point game again. It's 2-18. Axel, go ahead. We're 5-2 to go here in the third quarter over Frankfurt. Leibarger, left side to Talbot. Back around the perimeter. Shaughnessy in the corner. Here he passes it. Cross court to his teammate. Talbot sets up a wide open 3-point shot. It's missed. Somehow Zentweiler almost comes away with a rebound, but then he loses the ball out of bounds. And the possession will go to Axel. Peyton Adams, passing it to Anderson. Anderson taking it down the timeline. Out to his left to Kenner. Kenner 1-on-1 against Schmidt. He passes it right side and looking for a backdoor cut underneath to Adams is misfired from Rosequist. And that will result in a 10th turnover for Frankfurt. And Axel will take back over. Look at one. Down the court. Left side, high wing. Between his legs, driving. Now to the right wing. Lobs it out to his teammate, Schmidt. Schmidt now runs it to the top of the perimeter and then transfers to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy driving inside, bounces back, launches a three. Man, he's just continuing to stay on fire. Shaughnessy is shooting well over 80% from around the perimeter in this game. He is at 28 points, just 2 points shy of 30. And Frankfurt will go up the line 2-2 as Schmidt draws the foul. Jeez. 35 points is the lead for Axel over Frankfurt right now, with the score being 53-18, 4:43 to go in this third. We had a running clock in our first game as the Axel girls left that in 155-11. And it looks like we might just have a clean sweep here with Axel. Both games potentially running clock in the fourth. As this is his first free throw shot, here's the second one up, and that one is off as well. So Adams goes 0-for-2, and the rebound is by Joe Leibarger. Leibarger shot at C, and that one is off the rim. and it goes out of bounds. Honestly, he had a chance there to crack 30. You're 28 points on the game. You got 10 points alone in this third quarter. He finished the first half with 18 points. It's a really incredible performance so far by the young man. 6'2" senior. He's part of last year's state championship team. Football, basketball, and track. One of the best athletic 4 years probably ever for school history. Camp for Kansas. Here's Frankfurt. With the ball, and they're going to get a foul against Frankfurt. And he was Axel. He was Axel's and they fell short in football this year. They could not defend their four consecutive title winning streak. Only short to Hanover in the sub-state championship game, but it's a unit that, you know, a lot of people talk about that is really basketball heavy here on the side for Axel. And they have a great chance to defend a basketball championship this season. It's definitely going to be fun when they play Hanover a little later on in the season. Detweiler gets the steal, takes it down the floor, and they're going to get a foul on Frankfurt. It's the second personnel for Wes Anderson and the first team foul of the quarter for Frankfurt. Connessy quickly set up for a three-point shot. It hits on the interior of the basket, and it bounces right back out into the hands of Detweiler. Now it's the Leibarger. Leibarger loses the ball on the floor, but somehow he picks it up. Out past it. Connessy ends up taking a three-point shot, drives inside, passes to his teammate, and he goes in for two. Two Leibarger. That's the 2 points. And Shaughnessy with the assist. He's at two assists, two steals, two rebounds, and 28 points with three threes. Man, he is for four threes. He is just an incredible night tonight for Axel. Ball's loose on the ground. Somehow Wes Anderson keeps it alive for Frankfurt. And a timeout will be called by Frankfurt head coach Adam Schreiner. 3:11 to go in the third quarter, 55-18. Axel leads over Frankfurt. We'll take a step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgery, trauma care, and life-saving treatments every single day. One donation can help up to three people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
3 minutes, 11 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Down to Frankfurt, Kansas. It's Dragnell Massacre. Axel up 55-18 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Still trying to run away with this contest. Actually looks like here the starters still on the floor for both sides. We'll probably see that for Axel until maybe the start of the fourth quarter, or maybe just 2 minutes or so probably into it, depending how close Frankfurt can draw this game. As Wes Anderson drives inside, could not make the finish. He's got the put back, and does he get it? Wow, what a move by Wes Anderson. He went for a reverse layup. The spin on the ball was incredible. It was like a backwards, like a lob. They were throwing it up from his hip. And somehow it went in. Bench and a half. Anderson, he'll find a way to get on the court. And that was definitely one majestic way to do it. And almost in his own rebound after missing the free throw shot. But it goes out of bounds. And the possession will be here for Axel. With 2:51 to go in the third quarter. It's a 35-point lead for Axel. 55-20. 2:45 to go in the third, as mentioned. Axel with the ball. It's Smith on the right wing. He'll take away and inside, and he'll go off the right of the glass. Ball out of bounds. It's now Frankfurt's possession with Kyler Prosimer. Prosimer throws it in to Anderson. Anderson's trying to look to his head coach, but doesn't get a signal from him, so instead he throws the ball, and that is taken away. There's a foul also. We'll see this again. It is against Frankfurt. Maybe some miscommunication there on the floor between the coach and player Anderson. And now Axel takes over. Is that why they're passing out? Left side. And Leiparker, it's a deep two. Had to make sure and see if he was on the line there, and he was. So only credit to two there for Joe Leiparker. Leiparker with an impressive 11 points on this game. Actually, with two players in double-digit scoring. Leiparker with 11 points, and Colin Shaughnessy with 28. That's Anderson, fouled, and we'll go up to the line for Frankfurt. 2 minutes flat left to go this third quarter. That's a 37-point deficit to overcome for Frankfurt. This shot is up and good. So that's Anderson. But Anderson, so far, is it 2 free throws here in this game. He is 2 for 4. Trying to make himself 3 of 5. This season, he shoots about 76%, so that'd get him to around that average. Here's that free throw shot, and he hits it. So that's Anderson. He goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Back to a 35-point game. Axel, still at the lead, 27-22, with 1:47 to go in the third. Smith, Detweiler, inside Parsman. Here's Shaughnessy, releasing a three off the top of the can. Smith, no look to pass to Detweiler, and Detweiler was fouled. He missed the three-point shot, but he'll go up and he'll shoot three at the line. I haven't seen too many fouls in this game, but definitely seen a lot here in the third quarter. Right, Detweiler, he'll go up and shoot 3 free throw shots at the line. His first one, it falls in. Detweiler is 55% shooting at the free throw line this season. He's a man, he's a terrific passer for this team and one of those great leaders that takes the ball down the court. He commanded the offense in the football season. He does so here in the basketball season. Nailing the first shot, missing the second, and now here also missing the third. So 1 of 3, Detweiler goes from the free throw line. 1:25 to go in the third, 58-22. Only a 36-point lead for Axel Frankfurt in the third quarter. Rosequin has it for Frankfurt on the right wing inside the interior. Frankfurt has it around the arc down on the left wing to Ketter. Ketter to Rosequin. Rosequin quickly out to Lucas Smith, the freshman. The second freshman in this game here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And this ball is unjammed in the paint and taken away by Axel. It's Detweiler. Detweiler. High pass to his teammate. Left side, Kostel missed the three-pointer. Made a three-pointer back in the second quarter. And that will freeze the clock at 45 seconds. And if we head into the fourth quarter with a 35 or more lead here for Axel, that will ensue the running clock for the entirety of the fourth. A lead by 36, 58-22. Porter Colvin takes this one down the floor for Frankfurt. He slices it to a pass into Adams. Adams goes over the top, and he's in for two. Adams, now with 5 points on the game. How is Axel here with Vaughn already up by the significant margin? And they get Colin Shaughnessy with point number 30 of the game, a 30 ball for Colin Shaughnessy. It's 60-24, back to a 36-point lead for Frankfurt. Now 60-24 with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Frankfurt back with this possession. West Anderson. Now he was going off the bench to come in and play. Nope, he was just wiping off some of the water that's still onto the floor. Ketter at the free throw line, the junior. After now the Axel Eagles have reached 5 team fouls. That's immediate double bonus. Ketter misses his first free throw shot. Now here's the second free throw shot. It's up, and that one swirls on in. Axel with the perfect 35-point lead here, 60-25. With 5 seconds left to go to the third quarter, that extends to 37 points. And Joe Whitehead is going to go in for two. That ends the third quarter. We'll have a running clock here also for the boys' game. And the fourth, as it's 62-25 after the lead here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Back here after this from the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the fourth quarter with a running clock, 7:55 to go here in this contest. 62.5, a 37-point lead for Axel over the Frankfurt Wildcats. All right, a couple of substitutions here from the bench for Axel. I'm sure as this quarter goes on, we'll probably see the entire starting lineup start to kind of dwindle out on the floor and go off to the bench. Axel with his possession, Leibarger driving inside, and a fadeaway shot in for two. Leibarger here now continuing to impress his statistics with 13 points now on the game. He's got 13 points, 3 steals, assists, and 5 total rebounds. But able to respond for Frankfurt, Henry Ketter goes in for two. Henry Ketter now 6 points on the game, 2 boards. Official stats. The numbers after this contest concludes during our post-game show brought to you by B. Lethbridge Real Estate and our play of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And Axel is fouled underneath the basket. It's Lucas Talbot. He will come up and shoot at the free throw line. Talbot hit a 3-point shot earlier on in this contest. The first free throw shot goes up and out of the basket. So far, Axel, the most points in a game they've scored this season was against Cornerstone. They won 96-30. The biggest win since then was against Niagara Falls. They won 76-62. Talbot. Here's next free throw shot is up, and that one is good. So they go 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Continues to expand this lead for Axel at 38 points, 55-27, 6 minutes left to go. The running clock here in the fourth. Russ goes out to Anderson. He sets a pick and roll. Anderson doesn't take it. Then he drives inside, kicks it out to Colvin, to Ketter. Ketter, right-hand dribbling. Looks to his left, now to his right. Passing to Anderson. Anderson, Colvin. Three for another pick and roll. Colvin drives inside, right elbow down the lane, and he's fouled. We'll go up and shoot two. Upcoming here on the schedule for both teams, Axel with Bishop, Newberry, Onega, and Troy all before the Twin Valley League tournament. And for the Frankfurt Wildcats, upcoming Clyde and at Dolphin West, both road games here for the Wildcats, and of course the Twin Valley League tournament that will be taken hosted by Washington County. Definitely will be a fun tournament. A lot of great teams. Of course, Axel, they look to be tournament defenders from last season. Colvin, he just went 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Now here, Frankfurt takes back over after making a rebound. Down 55-29. 36 points of score, 40 left to go in the draining clock. There's Facebook running inside. Ketter, trying to pass the ball out. He does. But Sanderson will take a three, and actually the official will point his two fingers. So they'll call it a long two here for Anderson. Anderson now at 7 points on the game, still way short of his 20-point-per-game average. Again, one of the top teams here in the state, if not the best team here in the state at the number one ranking. Here is the Axe Eagles. A chance to defend their state title for Class 1A Division 2 from last season. Franklin will take back over here. This will be a substitution timeout. I'm confused whether they were calling a real timeout or a substitution timeout. Actually, it's interesting. So, Axel, they do put in bench players, but they rotate their two starters they had on the floor and put in two starters. So, what they're trying to do here is get some of their bench players reps into the lineup with some of their starting guards. It's really smart. They get them some time for some of those guys. Great opportunity. Those two starters being Colin Shaughnessy and Wyatt Detweiler here out for Axel. They're going to get a foul on the floor against Axel, though. They'll call it on Bill Leiberger. That is his third personal of the game for the 6'2 sophomore. Clock is rolling, and we'll keep rolling at 3 minutes left to go. West Anderson at the free throw line now. Here's his first shot. Anderson just trying to at least get the double-digit scoring. He was held to just 1 point in the first half, already here in the second half with 7 points, 8 points total on this game. Now he's at 9 points total as he goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 2:36 remaining in Granning here on the rolling clock. And almost a turnover by Axel. Somehow they keep it alive. Ball bounced off of Leibarger's hand. And now the ball is thrown into bounds. And that will officially be a turnover for Axel. Throwing it in will be Tyler Parthamer. And Parthamer will give it to his teammate Anderson. Anderson, Colvin, 3-point shot up from the back of the iron. And it's picked up for a rebound by Clinton Heinen. Heinen, Detweiler down the floor. Detweiler, a quick pass, a low one down to the feet of Heinen, and almost tripped him up. And now back-to-back turnovers for this Axel team. And now just like that, Axel will officially have replaced all their starters on the floor as they put in Ethan Ronnebaum and then for Colin Shaughnessy. And also trying to get the number, putting Henry Stahlbaumer and Ethan Ronnebaum out on the floor for Axel. So it's all bench both teams, as now also Frankfurt has done the same. They have put in their bench unit. So Axel now officially are moving to 7-0 on the season, improving to their impressive 4-0 start in the CBL. Frankfurt Wildcats will drop to 7-5 on the year. They'll snap. There's a extended out a two-game losing streak and will drop to 0-2 in the CBL. And Axel will move up to a 29-game winning streak. A 7-game winning streak here this season. It's a really impressive year for Axel. It's upcoming again. Bishop Steve Arionega and Troy will be all before the CBL tournament. And for Frankfurt, all upcoming Clifton Clive and Dawson West. It's going to be such a fun Twin Valley League tournament, folks. It's going to be really great. Of course, we'll have the girls' side defending champs. We'll cover them in Centralia. And also, we'll have the boys' defending champs and the Axel Eagles have that coverage for sure. The semifinals and as well as the championship game down there at Washington County. Just 8 seconds left to go here. They have tried to get a last-second score from Frankfurt and missing the shot underneath the basket. Landon Schreiner, the sophomore. I'll see if he will give him the opportunity to shoot at the free throw line. And no, they will not. That'll be the conclusion of the game. 65-32. The Axel Eagles come away with the victory to improve to 7-0 in the season, and Franklin will drop to 7-5. All right, we'll step aside here for our post-game show and our play of the game. We'll have it right after this year on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Watch your money do Friday. Tony wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Last time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, our final segment on 2.1 KNZE. I'm Credit Prophet Bobby back in studios for post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, again, here are the Axel Eagles, improved to now 7-0 on the season, 4-0 TVL play for Wildcats, 7-5 on the season, 0-2 in the Twin Valley League. The Axel Eagles are now on a 29-game winning streak, and the Frankfurt Wildcats are now on a 2-game losing streak. Again, we talked about Axel trying to defend their state championship last year. They're also trying to defend a league title from last year, the first league title since 1996 for the Axel Eagles. Great night for Axel. They outscored Frankfurt the first quarter, 22-9, 21-4 in the second quarter, leading to the 43-13 half. Axel also outscored the Frankfurt Wildcats in the third quarter, 19-12, and then they were outscored only in the fourth quarter, 7-3, but again, not enough points there for Frankfurt to try to make that very... I wouldn't have been an improbable comeback, but again, just a great game overall by Axel, the 65-32 victory. For Frankfurt, they did finish with six scorers on the game. Anderson would end the night with 9 points. Rose was to finish with seven. Putter Colvin would end with seven as well. Henry Ketter with five. Peyton Adams would win with five as well. And Tyler Parson with a freshman finish with two. And for the Axel Eagles, they had eight different scorers. Schmitz with five. Joe Weiberg with 13 points, five rebounds, three steals. Wyatt Detweiler would steal 4 points and 7 rebounds. Lucas Talbot, 4 points. Abram Kossel, 3 points. Bill Leibarger, 4 points. Sid Heinen, 2 points. And, of course, to our player of the game, our player to bank on, Colin Shaughnessy, 30 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists, and 4 3-point shots. One in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the third. Most points scored a game this season for Colin Shaughnessy as he looked absolutely electric out on the floor tonight. Well, that's all we have for this game here on a Tuesday. Again, on Friday, we'll have Hanover at Onega. So, again, be sure to tune that one at 2.1 KMZA. A final of tonight's action. It's an axle sweep. Girls won 55-11, and the boys won 65-32. From Bonnie Lee, from me, Crindon, down here from Frankfort, Kansas, the 92.1 KMZA MSU Sports Radio Network. Thank you for listening.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas...